I know it's trendy to talk about women in IT, but I think women should just start studying more and getting the job done. I honestly don't see girls staying up until late at their office and working that often. No, it's usually the boys staying there. Why? I don't know. So that's what I want to say. I think the whole lecture is just bullshit.
Hey guys, Miggy here, and this video is brought to you by Magi Alpha 1. You know, every day we are bombarded and told that women are strong, independent, and make great leaders. We're told women are great at building, designing, and maths. However, when you really start doing your research, there is nothing further from the truth.
There's a class at Harvard University called Math 55, which is advertised in the catalog as probably the most difficult undergraduate math course in the country. Math 55 does not look like America. Each year, as many as 50 students sign up, but at least half drop out within a few weeks. In 2006, the final roster was 45% Jewish, 18% Asian, 100% male.
Cool. Hi, my name is Maya Milushova. I'd like to start with a short introduction about myself. I'm a woman in IT, obviously. I'm a CEO of a quite profitable IT company. I'm a mother as well, so you would say I went through quite a lot in the IT industry. So I have the experience and authority to talk about this topic. Now, what I want to say is that the whole talk about women in IT is usually a bad thing for us. Because basically what it says is, well, it's okay to have lower income, it's okay to do worse than boys in the IT industry because, well, there's a world conspiracy against you, you know, people hate you, that's why. So that's why I'm against the whole talk. Also, I did some recruiting because I have a company. And also I went to a school that had like 8 girls and 100 boys. So, you know, I'm quite used to being around a lot of boys. The whole thing is, girls are usually quite lazy. They're just not that good programmers. Sorry, but that's true, honestly. They just don't want to get their hands dirty to do the job. And when I tried to do some recruiting, I intentionally wanted to recruit women. And at the end, I failed to do so. Do you want to know why? Because most of those girls were usually just cheating, and they were just not good programmers. At the end, I had to recruit boys. And that's why I think the whole talk about let's recruit more women is bad, because at the end, you're recruiting worse programmers. At the end, your company is going to suffer. You're gonna lose some money. I know it's trendy to talk about women in IT, but I think women should just start studying more and getting the job done. And I honestly don't see girls staying up until late at their office and working that often. No, it's usually the boys staying there. Why? I don't know. So that's what I want to say. I think the whole lecture should be removed, and I think it's just bullshit.
Okay. Okay, everyone has its own opinion. I just want to say one thing, make one thing clear. The whole idea of this presentation is not the sentence, we should recruit more girls. No, we know there is a meritocracy system, and each company should recruit the best program there. The whole idea of this kind of projects and communities is just to spread the word that, hey, there is a project where you can really come, and if you want to really learn, you can learn. Then it's not our responsibility how people may want to just make use of what is offered. We just want to make sure that there is people who are making a career here. They are overcoming the...
Today, Junior?
Yes, sir.
The salary? Yes,
yeah, all of different kind of problems in the industry. They are not afraid if they go and work with all these, the best programmers that are the boys. They are not afraid to show what they really are worth. We don't want companies to just hire us because, hey, I'm a girl, you are not respecting all these politics on women and men numbers, and you have to employ me. No, I just want you to see me the same, to give me the same opportunities as you give to the male programmers.
Irrational and emotionally fragile by nature, female co-workers are a peculiar animal. They are very insecure about their appearance. Be sure to tell them how good they look every day, even if they're homely and unkempt. You're doing a great job, Muriel, and you're prettier than Mamie Van Doren. And remember, nothing says good job like a firm, open palm slap on the behind.
Thanks for watching. Smash the like button, subscribe, and bang the bell. And if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon, or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.
Take us out, Kitty.
I got money in the bank. Shut up, what you think?